The panel targets both consumers and industry. The state plans to educate people about why mercury should be avoided, require labels on products containing mercury, and set up return systems for household products. Industries, including coal-fired power plants and iron mines, will come up with voluntary plans to reduce their output of mercury. Carol Andrews from the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency says periodic reports to the legislature will push those industries to clean up.
Incentives for them include sort of that threat of regulation looming out there that if when we report progress, it's not a good report. The likelihood of a more regulatory approach increases at that time.
The Minnesota plan fits a worldwide trend of addressing pollution by starting with the most cost-effective cleanup measures and letting industries come up with solutions that will work for them. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Stephanie Hemphill in Duluth.